When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Let me see. Prejudice, preliminary, preliterate, prelude. Something that comes before a more important event or action and introduces or prepares for it, or a piece of music that introduces a longer piece of music, or a short piece of music written especially for the piano. Prelude. There's a moment that comes when you're working late, and the day is worn down on you. Your mind starts to drift back to the memories you want to relive, back to the things you said that you maybe weren't so proud of, back to the things you never said but should have. As Dash Malone gets into his Dodge Airflow after a long day, his mind does exactly this.
Dash. Dash. Dash, I want to tell you something.
It's September, 1940. Almost a full year since I stood on the beach in Santa Monica with him. Johnny Plinkett. Plink. He had something to say. He wanted to tell me something.
I want to tell you something.
And then he hit me with it. I've been stabbed, strangled, and shot. I've been whacked upside the head so hard the world looked fuzzy for days. I've been walloped by ogres bigger than Goliath. My soul was leached out of my body by an ancient Egyptian evil. But nothing has hit me harder than what he said that day. Three simple words. Three simple words I didn't respond to. Three simple words I didn't repeat back to him.
I love you.
No man had ever said that to me before. Not like that. Not like Plink. And I was well within my rights to not respond.
Dash, look at me.
Maybe I'm too much of a detective at heart. But when someone isn't being square with me, it's all I see. It's all I can hear. Every touch, no matter how tender, feels like it wants to push me away from the truth. Every taste is... God, what I wouldn't give to taste him again. Plink. Plink was up to something.
This is the thing, Dash.
Something he wasn't telling me.
The thing that'll make you never doubt me again.
Something he couldn't tell me for fear. For fear of what?
He hasn't been square with you since jump.
For fear that I'd drop him like a sack of rocks? That I'd talk him out of whatever it was he was up to? That he'd talk me into it?
Mr. Plinkett was probably over the moon for you, but he was never up front with you.
And if I said it back to him that day, if I returned those three simple words, would he still be here? Would he still be alive?
You'd be the one dead right now.
I have turned this over so much in my mind. Every question is an answer that leads into another question, like a snake eating its own tail.
The Ouroboros.
There's no closure I can find. Nothing that puts it to bed. It doesn't stop. I was just crazy about the guy. He was all I could think about. He's all I still think about. And I... oh, God, I want to. I want to put this behind me. All of it. Not because I didn't... not because I don't feel the same way, but it hurts. It hurts too damn much. Too damn much. And he's dead. That should do it. The reason to move on.
He's quite dead, Mr. Malone.
But in this past year, with all I've uncovered, that doesn't quite make sense either. He's dead. I know that. I saw what was left of his tangled, beautiful body. I watched as his family buried him. His poor nephew, the only one who shed a tear. But somehow, he's still out there. I've seen him on another plane of existence. At the museum, after we stopped that damn mummy, he was there. In that place, where it's immensely vast and all white. He was pleading with me, but I couldn't hear anything he was saying. I kissed him, and then he was gone. Months went by until, at the Turnstile Motel with Hayes, I had dropped the ID bracelet Plink had engraved for me in Egypt.
Just know what it says is written on my heart.
And when Hayes handed it to me, when I touched it, I heard him again. I knew it was what he had been trying to tell me.
The next time we meet, you'll understand. I promise.
Later that same night, a hulking monster tried to kill Sal, Cindy, Griff, and they say that I exploded, blasted that thing with a white light, but I don't remember that. I wasn't there. Not anymore. I crossed back over into that place, so vast and white. That place, I saw him before, and he was there. I could see him. I could hear him. Plink.
But he found me. He emerged in me.
I called out to him, but he didn't hear me. And he was talking to someone, a sister. I couldn't understand.
Goodbye, sis. Or should I say, go to hell, Scorpion. You can't stay. I didn't try to stop you.
And that was all. That was it. And that was months ago, and now, nothing. I've been doubting if any of it was even real. My shattered heart must have created this specter for my broken mind. But the bracelet, engraved with an ancient prayer around my wrist, tells me different.
You have emerged in me.
The mark on my arm, the Ouroboros, the one that's changed since I last saw Plink, it proves it all.
So I have emerged in you.
Cindy and Sal want me to talk about it. What good does that do? Nothing. Gets me nowhere. Nowhere that I can see. So I don't. I don't want to. I drink to make it go away, and it doesn't. He's dead. Johnny Plinkett's. Plink. He wanted to get away from his past. He wanted to get away from Los Angeles. He wanted a new life. Not just for him, but for... well, it doesn't matter now, does it? It was just a stupid dream. It was just a crazy wish. It was just a foolish prayer. And Johnny Plinkett's... Plink... is dead. Isn't he?
You have been listening to Dash, The Case of the Missing Detective, Prelude. Starring Jared Calhoun, Sarah Luciano, Jay Mazzola, Christopher Tolomeo, and Carlos Giga. written and directed by Dave Ebersole. Sound design by Mick Lauro. Music by Christopher Tolomeo and Mick Lauro. Cover art by Vinnie Rico. Executive producer Mick Lauro. Dash created by Dave Ebersole and Delia Gable. Dash the podcast is a Light Booth Blackout production. We will return in the next few weeks with the first chapter of The Case of the Missing Detective. But you can hear it early and ad-free on Patreon at patreon.com/lightboothblackout. Thank you for listening. I'm John Barker. Until next time, keep your eyes peeled. Once you know what to watch for, you always know there's more to the story.